Right. So today we're going to be looking at some pretty intense stuff. You know, we're really diving into the potential impact of the recent U.S. election on the working class and kind of looking at it through the lens of all these sources we've got, which are really suggesting that we might be in for kind of a wild ride here. You know, we're talking global economic turmoil, political shakeups, and, you know, the possibility of things getting a lot tougher for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the sources are definitely painting a picture of widespread hardship, but you know where it gets really interesting is they're predicting that this could actually unite working class Americans regardless of, who they voted for.
Wow, that's a pretty bold claim. I mean, you know, we've seen how divided things have been lately. Are we really talking about a potential shift in political alliances here?
Well, I think throughout history, we've seen this happen when economic hardship hits. People tend to focus on those shared struggles, right? And sometimes that can bridge even the deepest political divides. You remember back in the late 19th century, the populist movement, you had farmers and industrial workers who were often at odds, but they found common ground in their fight against economic elites.
Interesting. So you're saying history might repeat itself. Could we actually see a similar coalition emerge in response to, you know, our current economic climate?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility, and the sources point to some global trends that kind of back that up. For example, did you know that since the pandemic and the wave of inflation that followed, 70% of incumbent administrations in democratic countries have been voted out of office?
70%.
70%. It's huge. We're seeing it everywhere, from Germany and France to South Korea.
Wow, that's a huge number. But what does that have to do with us here in the US?
Well, it suggests that economic hardship can lead to political instability, and no country is immune to that. I mean, if people are struggling to make ends meet, they're more likely to demand change, right? And that can have a ripple effect on the whole political landscape.
So even though the US has a different political system, you're saying we could still see similar trends play out here.
Absolutely. And remember, the sources emphasize that these economic challenges are global. Right? So what's happening in other countries could easily influence what happens here. Plus, we've already seen, signs of discontent
Of course.
among working class Americans.
So things could get pretty interesting, say the least. But one of our sources actually takes things a step further and dives into a fictional scenario, this Musk-Trump administration,
The Musk Trump.
which is definitely getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah, it's not just about the political personalities, though, right? The source introduces this concept that's particularly concerning. The Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE,
Doji?
DOGE, and this fictional entity could potentially have significant power over government spending.
Okay, well, couldn't any president just propose a new department? Like, what's the big deal about this one?
Sure, but what makes DOGE so worrying is that it could actually circumvent Congress's power of the purse. Imagine Congress allocates funds for, let's say, social programs, but then DOGE steps in and redirects those resources somewhere else, claiming, it's for the sake of efficiency.
Whoa, that sounds like a major power grab.
Yeah.
Would that even be legal?
That's a great question, and it's one that the source raises. It highlights how DOGE could really disrupt that delicate balance of power between the different branches of government, which is kind of the bedrock of our whole political system.
So are we talking about a potential constitutional crisis here?
Well, it's a fictional scenario, so we're in hypothetical territory, but it does raise some important questions about the limits of executive power and the importance of those checks and balances. And this is where it gets really relevant for you, the listener, because even though this DOGE thing is fictional, right? It reflects a very real concern that power could get too concentrated in the hands of just a few people. And what impact that could have on our everyday lives.
I'm starting to see how all of this connects now.
Yeah.
We've got economic hardship potentially uniting the working
Yeah.
class. We've got these global trends of political instability. And then we've got this fictional example of a government agency that could like completely disrupt the balance of power.
Exactly.
It feels like we're standing on pretty shaky ground.
It definitely highlights the need for people to, stay engaged and stay informed. And that brings us to another key takeaway from the sources, which is the importance of individual action. They're not just painting a bleak picture, they're offering ways to push back to make your voice heard.
Right. Yeah. I noticed that several sources mentioned things like, you know, contacting senators, participating in online discussions, even writing op-eds or letters to the editor. But honestly, does that stuff really make a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like such a drop in the bucket compared to these huge systemic problems.
I get that feeling. But here's the thing. Those small actions, when multiplied by, you know, thousands, even millions of people, can create a really powerful force.
Okay.
Think about historical movements like the civil rights movement or the fight for women's suffrage.
Yeah.
They didn't happen overnight.
Right.
It was built on the, you know, collective efforts of countless individuals who refused to stay silent.
So each person's voice adds to a chorus that eventually becomes too loud to ignore.
Exactly.
Do you have any specific examples of how this kind of individual action has led to, like, real change recently?
Absolutely. Look at the movement to raise the minimum wage.
Yeah.
It gained momentum through grassroots organizing, online campaigns, people right. sharing their personal stories of struggling to make ends meet. And in a lot of places, it resulted in actual policy changes that made a real difference in people's lives.
So you're saying that even though it might feel like our individual actions are insignificant,
right.
they can actually contribute to something much bigger.
Exactly. It's about shifting our perspective from feeling powerless to recognizing our own agency, our ability to shape the world around us. And the sources provide some concrete steps to get started.
Yep.
They mention organizations like Indivisible,
okay.
which helps people organize and advocate for progressive policies.
Right.
And the Op-Ed Project, which empowers people to write and publish their own opinions.
Okay. Those sound like some valuable resources.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to this idea of the working class potentially uniting across political lines.
Yeah.
What could that actually look like in practice? Because we're talking about people with very different backgrounds, beliefs, and priorities.
It's true that there would be, you know, challenges and disagreements along the way.
Right.
But imagine a scenario where working class Americans, regardless of their political affiliation, start to focus on their shared economic struggles.
Okay.
What if they begin to demand policies that benefit them directly,
yeah.
like affordable health care, quality education, secure jobs that pay a living wage?
That would be a major shift in the political landscape.
It would.
But wouldn't there still be resistance from those in power, you know, from the economic elites who benefit from the current system?
Of course, there would be pushback.
Right.
But that's where the power of collective action comes in.
Huh?
When a significant portion of the population unites around a common goal, it becomes a lot harder for those in power to ignore their demands.
So are we talking about a potential revolution here?
Not necessarily a violent revolution, but a revolution in the way we think about and participate in our democracy.
Sure.
A shift in power from the top down to the bottom up, where ordinary people have a greater say in shaping their own future.
Okay, now we're talking.
Right.
But let's bring it back down to earth for a moment.
Yeah.
What does all this mean for the listener sitting at home listening to this deep dive?
It means you have a role to play in this unfolding story. You're not just a passive observer. Your actions, your choices, your voice, they all matter. And the first step is to understand the issues to connect the dots between what's happening in the world and how it might impact your life.
So it's not just about staying informed. It's about using that information to make informed decisions and take meaningful action.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Just start small.
Okay.
Engage in conversations with your friends and family about these issues.
Right.
Connect with local organizations that are working on causes you care about.
Yeah.
Find ways to make your voice heard, whether it's through writing, speaking, or simply showing up and being present.
So it's about recognizing our own power and using it to create positive change, even if it's just within our own communities.
Precisely. Remember, change starts from the ground up, mm-hmm. and every action, no matter how small, can contribute to building a better future.
Yeah.
Think of it like planting a seed. You might not see the tree grow overnight,
mm-hmm.
but with time, care, and collective effort, it can blossom into something beautiful and impactful.
I love that analogy. It reminds me of that quote by Margaret Mead.
Hey.
Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we're not alone in
this. Yeah.
There are countless others who share our concerns, who are working towards a more just and equitable world. And by joining forces, by amplifying each other's voices,
right.
we can create a movement that's too powerful to ignore.
Speaking of powerful forces, let's circle back to that fictional DOGE scenario for a moment.
Yeah.
It really got me thinking about the potential consequences if a government agency could just bypass Congress and redirect funds however they wanted.
Yeah.
It's a chilling thought.
It is.
I mean, we're talking about essential services being disrupted.
Yeah.
You know, funds that are meant to help vulnerable populations being diverted to something else.
Exactly. And that's why the sources emphasize the importance of checks and balances, right?
Yeah.
Having multiple layers of oversight so no one entity has too much power.
Right.
It's a fundamental principle of our democracy. And, you know, we need to be vigilant about protecting it.
So how do we do that? I mean, it's easy to feel powerless when we're talking about something as big and complex as the government.
Well, the sources offer some practical steps.
Okay.
They encourage listeners to contact their senators, you know, and make their voices heard on issues like cabinet nominations and government spending.
Okay.
They also highlight the importance of engaging in online discussions, raising awareness about these issues.
I guess that goes back to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, the power of collective action.
Yeah.
Even if one person's voice feels small when we all join together.
Exactly.
We can amplify that message.
Yeah.
Make it harder to ignore us.
It's much harder to ignore a whole group of people.
Right. And the sources even suggest taking it a step further, like writing op-eds or letters to the editor, using platforms like the Op-Ed Project to share our perspectives and challenge the status quo.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got a lot to think about here. You know, we've explored this potential for economic hardship to unite the working class, the global trends of political instability, and how important it is to safeguard those democratic principles.
Yeah, and as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought. If the sources' predictions about this growing working class unity, you know, if that comes true, what kind of future could they create?
This is a good question.
What policies would they demand? What kind of society would they envision?
Those are some really powerful questions.
Yeah.
And I think they challenge us to think beyond the current moment. Imagine a future where the needs and voices of the working class are really, truly prioritized.
Exactly. And that future doesn't just happen on its own.
Yeah.
It requires all of us to engage, to participate, to use our voices and our actions to shape the world we want to live in.
Well said. So, listeners, as you go about your day, we encourage you to reflect on what you've heard. You know, how do these issues resonate with your own experiences and your own observations? What additional questions or areas of exploration does this discussion spark for you?
Right. What actions will you take?
And most importantly, what actions will you take, no matter how small, to contribute to the future that you want to see?
Remember, you're not just a passive observer. You are a participant in this unfolding story.
Yeah.
And the choices that you make today will shape the world of tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep pushing for a better future.
Absolutely.